we tabled it again. Right now, the numbers did drop significantly from last week. So there's not a need for it today. If it wind continues to blow and it gets 100 degrees or above for the next week, we may have a need for it next week. So we tabled it. It'll be back on the agenda next week. We'll take a look at it. We really don't like to pass a burn ban unless it's there's a real need for it. We've had very little problem with fires out in the county, and so as long as people pay attention and don't have controlled burns when there's when the grass is dry like it is right now, there's no need to put the burn ban in place. It's when you start having problems and people or lighting fires when they shouldn't be, that you may have to put it in so that there is actually a criminal offense if they do it. And we'd prefer not to do it, and as long as we don't have a problem, then, we'd prefer not to do it. It causes some work on the fire departments, too, the volunteer fire departments. They're the ones that have to go out and drop the signs down. Right now the signs are flipped up so that you can't read them. But if we pass it, then they've got to go around to all the locations and drop those signs down. And then if there's smoke anywhere, well, then they've got to make a run for it. The sheriff's department then also has to go out to those locations and, determine whether a ticket should be written or not. So it creates work on both of those departments. If we feel like there's not a problem, we don't want to create work for either one of the fire departments or sheriff's office.
Certainly, it's in the landowner's best interest to really be cautious.
Well, it certainly is, because they are still, if they light a fire and it burns your neighbor's place up, they're civilly liable, even though there might not be a Class C misdemeanor written. They're still civil liability for a fire getting out of control and going to your neighbor's place. So, yeah, it's and it just seems like people understand that pretty well. The last few years of drought and seeing, the kinds of fires that have gone on, fortunately, in other places, not in Brazos County. We haven't had a huge uncontrolled fire like they had over around Bastrop and, of course, in other states, too. So I think all of those things brought a realization to people that, you need to be very careful in times like this.
And I don't know if I've asked this before or not. Are landowners required to give advance notification for controlled burns even when there's not a ban?
I don't think that there is a requirement for it. It's certainly prudent for them to call in to dispatch and let them know that they're going to be burning and that they are controlling it and what they're doing so that we don't have resources running out to check on, smoke. It's best for them to do it, but there's not a requirement.